could please briefly summarize the Living with Letters. That's her program called Living with Letters that we discussed 2 weeks ago. So because it's been a couple of weeks, and you just, you know, refresh our memories and then pick up from there.
I'm happy to do that. So the goal of the Living with Letters program is assisting parents and caregivers in guiding their young pre-kindergarten children toward optimal learning. Encouraging children's intellectual development occurs when children engage in real-life tasks, hands-on projects, and playful activities that interest them. Real-life experiences take place in a child's own surroundings, wherever they live, play, take walks, or go to the grocery store. This is where a child experiences wonders of nature and where a child's curiosity prompts them to ask questions about the world around them. On the website, each video and lesson presented begins by piquing a young child's curiosity about nature and their surroundings. Take any path and look around using your sense of sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. Making a discovery, such as, say, a praying mantis, speaking of spring, Jay, praying mantis sitting on a plant leaf outside your door. A child might ask, where did it come from, and will it bite me? So how should parents get started on the journey? I recommend 5 activities, and just very briefly, because we'll touch on them more as we speak this afternoon. 1 is experience nature using your 5 senses. And then talk to your child about the experience. Ask them what they saw or what they smelled or what they touched. Next, ask your child to illustrate what they saw, and that way they'll remember the experience. Ask your child to write a story about the experience. Even though they can be in the scribbling stage of writing, they will remember what they wrote, even through scribbling, for the adult later on to write it in proper spelling, to show the child that their stories are meaningful. And finally, and I think most importantly, read books about the event. If we read books, we will build our vocabulary, build background knowledge, and scientific websites are also a good source, like National Geographic Kids, for instance, or the American Museum of Natural History Kids page, the Smithsonian Museum, or Boston Children's Museum.